Hey there, awesome people. Brooklyn Wesson here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let me tell you, parenting is definitely an adventure, sometimes exhilarating, sometimes terrifying, and always full of surprises. But what if I told you that we can actually approach parenting with a little more clarity, calm, and even joy? That's right, folks, today we're diving into the world of mindful parenting. Ever feel like you're constantly reacting to your kids instead of truly connecting with them? You know that feeling when you're on edge, about to lose it over spilled cereal or a misplaced toy? We've all been there. But what if we could shift our perspective, find more peace within ourselves, and build healthier relationships with our little ones? Mindful parenting is all about bringing awareness and intention into every interaction. It's not about being perfect, because let's face it, perfection is a myth. But rather about showing up fully present for our children, even in the midst of chaos. So, what are some practical tips to weave mindfulness into your parenting journey? Buckle up, because we're about to get real. First off, remember to breathe. Seriously, take a moment to slow down and center yourself before reacting to any situation. When you're calm, you can think clearly and respond with more compassion instead of snapping back. Next, practice active listening, truly hearing what your child is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Make eye contact, nod, and reflect back what they're sharing. It shows them that their words matter, and it helps build trust and understanding. Another powerful tool is empathy. Put yourself in your child's shoes. Why are they acting this way? What needs might they be trying to communicate? Remember, those tantrums weren't always about the spilled juice. Sometimes it's about feeling overwhelmed or frustrated. Now, let's talk about boundaries. They're essential for a healthy family dynamic, but setting them with mindfulness means being clear and firm while remaining loving and respectful. Instead of saying no abruptly, try explaining your reasoning calmly and offering alternative options. This teaches your child about compromise and self-regulation. And finally, don't forget to prioritize self-care. When you take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally, you have more energy and patience to be the parent you want to be. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. So make time for activities that recharge you, whether it's a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate. Let me tell you about this one time when I was having a particularly rough day with my little one. He was throwing a tantrum over something ridiculously small, a missing sock, and I felt myself getting frustrated. But instead of letting the anger take over, I took a deep breath, remembered to be present, and said to him, "I know you're feeling upset about your sock, and it's okay to feel that way. Let's try to find another pet together." We ended up laughing about the whole thing, and he calmed down surprisingly quickly. It was a reminder that sometimes a little bit of mindfulness can go a long way in diffusing tense situations and strengthening our bond with our kids. So there you have it, 5 practical tips to infuse mindfulness into your parenting journey. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up authentically, connecting with your children, and creating a more peaceful home environment. Pick what resonates with you, experiment, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Because when we take care of ourselves, we can better nurture our families and create a ripple effect of positive change in the world. Now go out there and rock those mindful parenting moments. And don't forget to share your own experiences and tips with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep striving for that balance, that joy, and that connection. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.